Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to another episode of MacOff. I'm your host, Dr. Josiah Rich, and this morning's episode is entitled Catagoros, One Who Seeks to Impeach the Testimony of the Believing One. I'm going to be reading from the Revelation, that is, the last book of the New Testament canon. And I'm going to be reading from chapter 12 of the Revelation, beginning at verse 7. Verse 7 reads, "And there was war in heaven. Michael and his angel fought against the dragon, and the dragon fought against God and his angel, and prevailed not, neither was their place found newly in heaven, and their great dragon was cast out. That old devil and Satan deceived the whole world. He was cast out into the earth, and his angels were cast out him." Now please note in verse 9 that the word cast out is used three times. In the Greek text, it is the same verb. Verse 10, "And I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, Now is come salvation and strength and the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ. For the accuser of our brethren is cast down." Now this is a different which accused them before our God. So there are important titles points in regard to the person of the supernatural being, who is popularly known as the devil or the Diabolos, and now, these may sound like actually proper now, but in verse 9, this particular natural being is called the great dragon, and in the Greek text, there is the masculine article pose or of the noun dragon. And in Greek, the term dragon is spelled D-R-A-K-O, Dracon. And then there's masculine article pose for the word music or great. And so he is called that for the great Dracon, which means, the name which means the sharp thing, sharp thing. This is the one So here he is called the great dragon, and that we read that he casts out. Now, note also that in verse 7, we read there was war in heaven. Michael and his angels fought against the sharp seeming one, or against the dragon, and the dragon fought angels and prevailed not. That is, they lost this battle in the heavenly with Michael, the great Michael and his angels. And we read in verse 8, and neither was their place Hophos, from which we get our word apostasy, neither was their place found anymore in heaven. Now, the word here in the Greek text, found in verse 8 is churisko, churisko, H-E-U-R-I-S-K-O, which means to find with or without search. Now today, we use the term of spirit, that there is a combat. Yeah. Now, back to verse 9 of Revelation 12, and the great dragon cast out that old serpent again. All the death or diabolos, and turn diabolos into and it means 1 through 5. That is, one who divides. Then we have Then we have the Satan. And Satan means the adversary and the Holy Spirit, which is Jesus. Now, in the Greek text, we have Holy, Satana, Satan, and again, the astronomical hold, we have the hold, then we have the Daniel, the one who causes the world, what culminates, the one who is the key. And his angels, his angels, were his angel life. We have the full image of the and the angel life was cast out with him. And I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, "Now come, salvation, salvation." So a word which means to rescue, soteria. So we have the feminine and the feminine. And strength or dunamis, ability, power, dunamis. And the Vestalia, Vestalia, or Kingdom of our Satan, our God, and the power of the Christian, of the power of his Christ. Now, after the colon, verse 10, we have this one. For we actually. And the word is not for, but haughty, and so we have a purpose clause. For the accuser, and this is the word that has spoken. Now, this may not be a common word. It is not made be familiar. Now, ho, within masculine article, ho, ho, Catholic book, and this is it. Very right. One that would thank you. One that openly. One that is openly saying, for the accuser of our brother, now, which accused or categoron, which accused and or categoron, and here in Greek, the word accused means to impeach and accuse. Impeach and accuse. Accuse them before our God. You see an example of this in Revelation. That's why I chapter 2. Also, this wonderful verse of the book of the please note the very simple of the work of the literary heavens. The great
our God, who is tireless, closer. Now, you and I live in a time in which there, in which we social fragmentation within our own country. We see that the appeal is ad hominem. The person it is who it is argument to demand. Argument that has to have the logical argument really has to be at common. Passion argument. The person needs a real power. It's the most outrageous. Say the most outrageous thing. And so we live in a highly inflammatory environment. Personally, they can fail, kick out. Persons employ a weapon, it may depend on the viewpoint that is described written down. So there can be sweeping change into the way we live in our lives in order to curtail or to openly begin who we are as believers. Leaving ones to well to remember that our public people, our speech, all that we allow is that we sit positionally in the heavenly Christ. Now, we are, the believing ones are called, commonly called Christians, and one will find that term, which means follower or part of Christ. One finds that term only a few times, but then we can use the common term. And for centuries, that is, those who saw the interaction, saw the lives of the Lingua's first century, behold how they love one another. Behold how they love one another. Jesus himself said that we are to love one another. But he said, love one another as I have loved you. So we live in a fragmented world where we have divided the love of Christ into both racial. Stereotype other believers as being to harder for you to do it on God. Where is the love of Christ? We're strengthened all right Christ.
Now, the categories, that is the one that openly, who are also called the ecclesia, called out. We are to love one another as he is of the body, he is the head of the body. Paul's letter to the Ephesians is about the body of Christ, the soma of Christ. We are the soma, the collection of Christ. Paul's letter to the Colossians is about Christ. Anyway, for the head of the head. He is the one who provides the spiritual nutrition for the believer. We must hold fast Christ is the head. He is the head. He is the head of the body. Christ does not oppose himself. But the categories can powerfully use the lack of love in the believing community among believers to be very powerful as an apologetic, as an open apologetic, as propaganda. Church. Against the ecclesia. So his great word is to impeach believers, to attack their profession. Now, those who are professors of the faith are not really of John Wright writes in chapter 3 of 1 John about those who went out from God. They were not of God. Called them anti-Christ. Antichrist. There is the Antichrist. Singular personality, man of sin, this individual will be empowered by the adversary, the opposer. Again, there are antichrists. Now, it is very interesting, once again, that for the accuser of our brethren is passed down, which accused them, that is, things before our God, it should be before the God of us. Nopion, before the face of the God of us, day and night. That is, a ceaseless attack. The attack, the opposes the openly to impeach their behavior, to impeach their action, to tear down their testimony. Now, this is a very different view that we're getting here. Of the word of Satan and his work as the Catholic Boros. And so he does not necessarily want to be known as I may believe it. But we need to understand, as we see social fragmentation, we most certainly see hate, passion, open heart, much of it, artists, much of it, programmed into or it is institutional. Most of it has put together a very cunning person to appeal to not a few that are in the world. Which leaders have you been that call people who have called for a call for us to come together as a nation, even as a people. What a great social prophet power. Where did they go? What happened to the great and notable people? He made all of them. Lay down their lives. For God. We need to be healed. We need the healing of the love of Christ in our lives. We need to stop looking at one another through various We have been marked, and so we cannot look beyond the faith. Our minds have been placed that we only do wrong, we only do bad. We desire this to be acknowledged. There is love. There are terrorists who have done terrorists who come into our hearts and it's a subtle social program tear us down. Category, understand, we need to bury your dream, great cunning, undermine we need the work of the Holy Spirit once again in our life to direct us, control us, teach us how to love. Love, redemptive, love, God's powerful. Love creates faith. Love shows the person of Christ in our lives as we mature in Him, as we grow in Him, as we move out of the ego construct, the social construct, which is given to us by society. This is why Paul wrote, "I am crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live." Last that I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, by which everyone is